You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Having too much fun in here. Oh, my shirt's coming unbuttoned.
That's what kind of night it is tonight.
I know. Hey. Woo! Oh, God. I love that song. It gets me going. All right, guys. If you are tuning in right now, this is the after show for your favorite housewives from the Garden State, New Jersey. And we're here in the studio, and we have a new co-host with us today because Erica was sick, and Susan's on hiatus for a month or so. She's working on a special project in New York, and we miss her. And today we have, I will let him introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
Yay! Jake Dupree! Jake is a huge super fan of The Housewives, mm-hmm. and we're excited to have him here to help break down the show today. And I am Deanna Vaughn. You guys can find me. I'm going to attempt to live tweet, so be patient, because sometimes Twitter and me, we're not good friends. But I'm going to try. All right, Jake? But you can tweet me at GoToGirlTV, and like I said, I'm going to try to keep up. Normally it's somebody else doing this, but I'm going to try. And where can we find you, Jake?
You can find me on Twitter at Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at Jake Dupree.
He's so cute. So happy to have him today. Boop. And also want to remind you guys, please be sure to download our show on iTunes. It's 100% free. All you have to do is just, you know, go to iTunes, download the show. You don't have to pay for anything. And also want to encourage you to make comments. We I was reading a lot of comments this week before the show. We're going to do a little comment shout out at the very end. So we listen to what you have to say, whether it's good or bad, indifferent, if you have suggestions. We like hearing what you have to say, so please make sure you keep the comments coming. All right, Jake, are you ready to break down this episode?
I'm so ready for this. Let's go.
Okay. Ooh, I told you my shirt was unpopping.
Just let it go, girl.
Yeah, y'all gonna see a little bit more than what you're bargaining for. And if you're listening, thank your lucky stars. Anyway, okay, so the latest episode is episode 6. First, we start off with a little sausage fest with the Giudices, and we see Teresa's dad. He's out of the hospital.
Yes.
So that was really, really nice to see, because he's been the subject past couple weeks. He's been in the hospital. It's been rather serious. And I think, you know, once you get to a certain age, if you're in the hospital, it's not good.
Especially with something like pneumonia. Like, that's very serious. It can turn to very serious things. Mm-hmm. So it's good to see. Even though I'm not the biggest Teresa fan, it's nice to see that he is fine and healthy.
Yeah, thank goodness. And, you know, it would be a lot better to see, you know, he's at home or comes home from the hospital and he's able to see his son and daughter, you know, their relationship better. But, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed for that in the future. So that was a nice little homecoming for for her dad, a little sausage fest. let's see here. Next up, we see Rich and Joe Gorga. They're bonding. There's a lot of, like, bonding moments this episode.
It's a lot of vignettes. Lots of things happening all at once. I'm like, okay, calm down.
Lots of things happening. And you know what? Before we move on, someone made a comment. Aaliyah Forever 5, she likes watching the after show, but she would like us to recap it in order. Now, Aaliyah, I'm just going to tell you something real quick. I know a lot of after show After Buzz shows, they do go in order, but I think sometimes it can be a little challenging to go in order when we recap this show because, mm-hmm. you know, there's so many things that go to, so many vignettes happening, just like you said. And, like, you could see Teresa and her brother talking about something, the same subject in the beginning, and then they're finishing off at the end. So sometimes it's easier just
to bounce around.
Yeah, to bounce
around.
And it's
conversational, too.
Exactly. It's conversational, and, you know, so we hope that that doesn't bug you. But, you know, it's because we're so into it as well. So just wanted to shout that out, Aaliyah Forever 5. Okay, so, yes, lots of vignettes, like you were mm-hmm. saying. Richie and Joe hanging out. Doing a little golf.
Yeah, we find out that Joe says that whenever he is frustrated with Teresa, he either has sex or he plays golf.
Yeah, interesting. So, something
both involve balls. So good for them. Get your balls.
Both involve balls of different sizes.
All kinds okay. of genres. Okay.
Okay. So now we're getting to some good meat. So, all right, Jake, what do you think castles have to do with trust?
Oh, Lord.
Castles
I think it's the only place that the production company can get some shooting material, so let's go with that. But I'm sure it serves as a really beautiful backdrop, too. And you never know. It could be, like, a genuinely great retreat place for people to gain trust.
Well,
I hope so.
I think it's interesting because, yet again, we're seeing Teresa suggest, you know, some kind of outing, some kind of something, some neutral thing to attend with her brother to help mend their relationship. And mm-hmm. this time she's talking about going to a castle and going on a retreat.
Yeah.
So what do we think about this?
I'm actually shocked that she was the one that came up with this. I feel like it would come from the other side. I feel like Joe would be the one that would come up with something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm happy that she's trying to take a step in the right direction because last season I was completely against her. Mm-hmm. This season I'm kind of seeing some other sides to the other party. So I'm like, okay, let me check it out. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that they're deciding to take it outside of New Jersey and just go somewhere to try to mend this relationship because it's way past time for this to be done with.
So I know you weren't a fan of her because we kind of talked about that in the beginning mm-hmm. or, you know, when we were viewing the episode.
Yes.
So what about Teresa is redeeming herself to you this season?
Well, it's not so much her. It's like seeing the other side because maybe Melissa's not all that she's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge Melissa fan. I think she's beautiful and really talented and cute and fun. Mm-hmm. But maybe she's not. I mean, she's got to own up to her side just as much as Teresa does, which I think she does more than Teresa.
Yeah.
But there's some things that aren't quite adding up with Melissa for me. Like the whole, all these cheating accusations and why are her friends turning against her? Like that raises some flags for me. Like, what is she bringing to the table? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. And I think in previous seasons, I definitely had my housewives that I favored, mm-hmm. you know, like I really favored like Caroline in previous seasons.
Yes.
I really favored Melissa, actually, I want to say last season. But now, this season, I kind of feel like I'm not favoring anybody. And
like
I'm
more
just,
of an objective opinion?
Yeah, I'm just calling it like I see it mm-hmm. with each one. Like, you know, Teresa hasn't always been my favorite, but I have to say last week, you know, she was on my good side.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
And Melissa, you know, I was really, that was my girl last season. I was on her bus. But mm-hmm. this season, I feel like, you know, things are starting to come out about her. What do you think about that?
I agree, and it makes me nervous because I don't like when the bad things start coming out about these people and mm-hmm. or like little secrets that we shouldn't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. So it makes me nervous that we're going to find out something that we don't like.
Right.
I hope that's not the case, but I feel like that's what it's pointing to.
Right.
So we'll see.
Interesting. Oh, something else I wanted to bring up about the whole castle trust thing. When Joe Gorga got the phone call from Teresa, he basically said that he didn't even recognize the phone number on his cell phone, which to me, I'm just like, it's been that long that you haven't communicated with your sister that you don't even recognize her phone number? Like,
and then Melissa said that later when she was with her friend, she was like, I had to check this number to make sure it was Teresa's. I was like, okay.
Oh, it looks like we have a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Joanne from Arizona.
Hey, Joanne. You've called in before, haven't you?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I don't think you remember me.
Of course we do. What's going on?
Nothing. I watched the episode and I'm like, oh, I have to call in because I'm excited, especially for next week's episode, but I won't talk about that.
It's going to be messy.
Okay,
messy,
you have
messy.
To make sure you call in next week because, it's going to get real ugly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know they're going to probably air all of that at the end.
I know. And then part two will come on.
Well, we haven't gotten to some juicy stuff yet, but was there anything in particular you wanted to start talking about with us?
Oh, I was excited. I have to say, the whole scene with, like, Melissa and her friend Jan,
ooh,
that was shocking to me.
Yeah. Shady, honey. That's what that is.
Well, you know what's funny? And we're going to jump to it since you brought it up. So it's funny. When she was at that lunch with Jan and her other friend, and, you know, she was telling them about the book, you could see on Jan's...
They were giving her looks.
Yeah, you could see on Jan's face, like, they were not fans of what she was telling her, you know, about the book at all.
Obviously, they were kind of giving her looks. I'm like, usually if you tell a friend, like, something good, they're kind of like... Oh,
so excited, yeah.
Exactly. Try to hide it.
Yeah, I didn't see any congratulations. There was no support. Mm-hmm. But the other interesting thing that I noticed is that Melissa has been talking about this book for, what, the past two or three episodes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so, are we getting some feedback from somewhere?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. So Melissa's been talking about this book for the past three episodes, yet her friends are just now hearing about it. Now, of course, we could lose a lot of that to editing. But
it could be like 2 days within the
span
of time.
True, true. Yeah. But I was like, oh, they're just now hearing about this, and that's her quote-unquote best friend. Like, her body language is like, mm-hmm, yeah, whatever.
And they kept, like trying to... The two of them kept catching eyes with each other, like, it was a lot of shady. There's some shadiness going on right there, and I didn't know how I felt about that. I was like, they're not her friends.
Well, now we know, like, what that was, what they were setting up. You know, they were setting up this whole Kim D showdown. Let's get into it. So, what do you think?
Yeah, that was very interesting, especially because when she was talking to them, she said, you know, ever since she got all big and stuff, like now. Like, she's not my friend and all that stuff. So that probably had a lot to do with what you said, how they're probably first hearing about this.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, Jan and, like, Melissa getting too big because of the show?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think the one, like, star of this episode in my mind is the realtor Jennifer.
Yes.
Because I was like, okay. Oh. I was really loving her. I liked the fact that she wasn't trying to play the fence. You know, she was just like, she confronted Melissa. She told her what was up. She confronted Teresa to let her know, hey, you know, that's not right.
And while we were watching the episode,
I was telling... Do you think it's kind of shady, though, that, like, she's really doing this with Melissa because she wants her listing?
But isn't that... You have to respect somebody being completely shamelessly truthful about something like that.
I know, but it's still kind of like, oh. Like,
but, you know, I
like, who would say that?
I can't be mad at her. And she was even honest. She was like, look, I'm trying to get that listing. I'm trying to sell this house. And, you know, I need to establish some trust with her.
She's got a house payment to make, too.
I think what
I know, and you know, I thought it was really nice. Like, at least, like, she didn't try to throw Teresa under the bus with Melissa.
Exactly.
It wasn't her fault.
Exactly. So, I mean, you have to give her some props just for just being honest.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
You know, because she didn't have to be honest. And
I think there were rumors before this season started that she was going to be one of the actual housewives. I remember hearing something about one of Teresa's friends being an actual housewife. So, it could have been her. I think it would be amazing if she was an actual housewife. I think it would be really interesting to see her telling both sides of the story to everyone. I think that would be awesome. I think she'd be a great addition to the show.
Well,
yeah, I can't see Kim D. I feel like Kim D, you know, Kim D wants to be on the show.
And she has played out. She
absolutely
needs to go.
And I wouldn't be surprised, too, if she was taken aside by the producers and, you know, just told, okay, well, you've got this troublemaker kind of reputation going
on. Let's go
with it. Let's just keep going with it. Because we've seen a lot of her lately. A lot.
A lot. A whole
you
know? Lot.
Yeah, you can just she's like, I want to be on this show. Because she's almost reminding me of Kim G. Remember Kim G?
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Yes. How can we forget about Kim G, the infamous Kims? But
all these Kims in Jersey, they're trouble.
I mean, Kim D has infiltrated this cast so much so when you go on the Bravo website, you know how they'll show, like, pictures of their past.
She's got her little duck lips up there.
Yeah, she's got her pictures up there, too. Mm-hmm. Yep, I see her big Jersey do with the curly hair, and I'm like, okay, she's, you know, she's collecting a check.
like Faye from Beverly Hills Housewives.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Joanna, and make sure
one more thing just to make one more comment.
Okay.
Okay, what did you guys think of the whole Jacqueline and Teresa thing?
Okay. Here's what I think. I think
collective sigh.
I think we've given Jacqueline a lot of passes lately because of, you know, the situation with her son and everybody, you know, we're kind of, you know, handling her with kid gloves. But I think this episode, her crazy is really starting to come out, and she needs to be called on it. Because I don't know what her problem is. She's acting like a child.
I don't know what it is. I think it's maybe being too taken away from the group at all times, but there's a screw loose, and I love Jacqueline. I love her. I think she's fantastic, and she was my number one on this show previous seasons. But this season, I'm just like, what is up with her? She needs to let it go. Whatever is bothering her and all these things that are getting in her way, she just needs to let it go.
What did you think about it?
I was just like, because she wants to tell people that she's over Teresa, but you're not over Teresa. You're still hurt. You're still upset.
Yeah.
And Kathy's right. Like, you might want to, like, you probably do need to go on the retreat or talk to Teresa.
Well, I mean, she's making a fool out of herself in public. You know, they were at that Rosie's Closet, you know, that store, and here she's screaming into a phone. She is making a fool out of herself. And then again, you know, when they were all out, you know, having drinks at that bar, you know, she's throwing napkins, and she's just not handling herself appropriately. You know what's really funny about Jacqueline? Her behavior reminds me of Ashley's behavior, her daughter.
Well, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Exactly.
They learn it somewhere.
Exactly. So now, like, things are starting to come full circle. But I think, you know, Jacqueline's passes are up. I think she needs to start taking responsibility for her actions. She's clearly not over Teresa, and...
I'm anxious to read the tweets from fans and see what they thought about her, because they usually are pretty, really honest, and I feel like a lot of it's going to turn against Jacqueline this season.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Joanna.
You're welcome.
And we want to hear from you next week, too.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, we're going to go back and discuss Jennifer and Kim D and that whole situation, because that, you know, that merits some more conversation.
Exactly.
But since we're talking about Jacqueline, I did want to, somebody made a comment. Jenny, oh my God, this toner on this ink, I can't see it. Hold on. Somebody made a comment and I want to recognize it. Hold on for 10 seconds. Okay. Jenny McClarkey. So she made a comment. She said, how come no one is addressing how crazy Jacqueline is acting about Teresa? She does the psychotic baby voice and snide comments that aren't even called for. Does having an autistic child excuse her from acting like a 13-year-old girl? Thank you, Jenny, because we're finally addressing this. So to answer your question, just like we were saying with Joanna when she called in, Jacqueline has had her passes and she's done.
They're done.
Yeah.
It's like three strikes way out. Like, yeah. It's been way past three.
I think her behavior is immature. I think just, you know, like the caller said, she keeps saying, I'm okay with Teresa. Well, clearly you're not, you know, just the way she's acting. Like, why do you, like, do you have a theory on, like, her behavior at all?
I don't know why I just don't understand why she gets so involved with all of it. I honestly was surprised that she was back this season, period, because I felt like her storyline kind of was played out a little bit.
Yeah, getting a little old.
Yeah, but I don't know why she acts like this, especially about Teresa. I don't know if she's jealous of Teresa's success, and I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if it's jealousy or I really think that Jacqueline is genuinely hurt about their friendship.
Yeah.
I think she genuinely, you know, thought that her and Teresa, they had this great friendship. Now it's basically over. I think she genuinely hurt about that. And I think somewhere along the lines, she's wanting their relationship to rekindle. But I think she's going about it the wrong way.
Well, I mean, we saw this with Danielle, too. Like, they were genuinely friends. And then you saw a lot of catty remarks, same childish catty remarks Jacqueline made about Danielle. So, you know, it's not a cycle. I don't want to say it's a cycle, but it seems like it.
Well, I agree with the comment that was made. We have been giving her passes, but like her crazy is starting to reveal itself, and she's not doing herself any favors.
No.
At all. No. Jacqueline, calm down. I don't know what you need to do. Take a Xanax.
Take a yoga class.
Something. Yoga, something. But, like, yeah, she's not showing the best side of her.
Yeah, not at all. I just don't think because she said, I don't want to be involved with the family drama, then don't bring Teresa up. Just stay out of it. Just don't say anything at all.
Yeah, that whole speakerphone showdown
at the store,
it was just too much. And she's really starting to see her crazy. And I wouldn't be surprised if her husband, Chris Larita, if for some reason, I feel like he's starting to catch on, too. Uh-huh. I don't know. There's something I, you, could, you know.
Well, at that dinner party later where she throws the napkin, you saw his face kind of like, I feel like he wanted to take a moment to be like, control yourself. Like,
exactly.
Calm down.
Like,
but
calm
he,
down.
I think he needs to. I think he needs to step in for sure.
I think he does. I think Jacqueline is giving Teresa too much power, mm-hmm. and she doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, ultimately, she's really hurting, and mm-hmm. I think she wants that friendship back. But yeah. I don't know. Do you think they'll, like, you know, mend things?
I don't know. I kind of don't want them to. I like them separately. I think that they're. But they're really funny together, though, so I don't know. I just feel like the damage is done. I don't think that they would be able to rekindle it. But they'd be fine without, you know, without the friendship, too. I think that they would, their lives could go on, so.
Yeah, well, they have, you know. But we'll see. Can't wait for next week. Okay, so let's get back to this girls' night out. Mm-hmm. And it was, okay, let's run down the list of everybody who was there. It was Kim D, who is, you know, the mastermind Infamous. Behind all drama. Jan, Melissa's air quote friend. Melissa, Penny, who is Kim D's friend. Jennifer. They showed her for a hot mm-hmm. second. But we didn't really hear her speaking. Jennifer, who is Teresa's realtor friend and who's also trying to sell Melissa's home, get her listing. So these were the people, you know, at this girls' night out. So I don't even know where to start. Mm. Okay. So what do you think Kim D's motives were for bringing all these ladies together?
This is the question that comes up for me every time they all bring up Melissa. Like, why do they want to go after her so badly? Like, why mm-hmm. do they want to bring her down? That's what... I just don't get that. What's the point?
Do you think it's because of Teresa? Do you think it's because they think that they're supporting Teresa by, you know, ganging up on her?
I mean, what would the other point be? Just to be mean? Like, people...
Mean
I don't
girls.
Know. I mean, it could happen, but... I don't know. There's got to be something that's causing them all to want to bring in all these outside people to try to bring her down. I just don't understand it at all.
Well, one interesting thing, and like I said, I don't have a true favorite, but I have to give it to Teresa. She kept her mouth shut, you know.
She did.
And I kind of liken it to last season, you know, when they were at the fashion show and that guy came up talking about Melissa being a stripper, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She kept her mouth shut. She didn't, you know, she didn't shit talk her sister-in-law at all.
And you didn't really even see her smirk or laugh or,
nope.
you know, be catty at all.
She sat back and she listened. But do you think she should have spoken up and defended her,
yes.
her sister-in-law?
Yes.
Okay.
I definitely think so.
See, okay, I think given where their relationship is right now, I didn't expect that from her. So mm-mm. I think her silence, to me, it was better than her, like, you know, indulging with the other women.
But sometimes silence is worse than not
true. Speak. Okay,
yeah.
I feel so. You. Do you think her silence, like, meant she was just like, mm-hmm? Or, like, what do you think?
I think her silence was, like, almost, I knew it. Like, I knew that, I knew oh. something was going to be brought up about this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think Teresa's just a very calculated person. Like, she knows exactly what she's doing, I think,
I don't
to a
know.
Certain extent.
Because
she plays dumb really well. She plays dumb really well. However,
that's it.
I think that she knows.
She's a good, these she's conversations, a damn good actress.
These conversations that happen that bring up and stuff, and she acts so innocent in them. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times, I'm like, why do you keep getting back in the situation if you're so innocent? I just don't know.
Well, I feel like, you know, that phrase they say, you lie down with dogs, you wake up with fleas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, she needs to get a new group of friends because her hanging out with Kim D is just no good for her relationship with her brother and her sister-in-law.
No, because
it's just not.
They just keep stirring the pot.
Exactly. But I don't know. I was proud of her in a way for not saying anything
mm-hmm.
based off of where she is with Melissa,
for
you know,
sure.
That she wasn't like, oh, tell me more and blah, 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 you know, like... but let's talk about Jan.
Mm.
So Jan is supposed to be Melissa's best friend. What the ish?
Uh-huh. I just don't understand. How could she do that? I just don't know how you could be around somebody, be at lunch with them, act like, say you're their, say, you at least get a feeling that someone is not your best friend. Like, you don't mistake that feeling, I feel like.
I agree with you. And the producers and the editing, they were definitely setting us up for something.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Just, I didn't expect it to be this.
I didn't expect it to be that either. But, like, seeing, you know, when Melissa was out to lunch with them, seeing their lack of enthusiasm and, you know, just with her news, they were just, you know, she was rolling her eyes and mm-hmm. just cutting back and forth. So I'm like, okay, this is dirty. Right. It was dirty. And now we know why.
Do you think that she knew at that lunch that she was going to be having this dinner with these girls?
That's a good question. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean...
And how far apart were these dates? That's what I want to know.
I wouldn't be surprised if Melissa's lunch with Jan and her other friend, I wouldn't be surprised if that came after the girls' night out.
I thought that actually watching it.
Yeah. Because...
Ooh, that's a shady bitch right there.
I wouldn't be surprised if it came after, because almost as if she felt, like, guilty because she knew she'd talk shit about her, you know, at that girls' night out, and now you're having lunch with her. So I would... You know, we're going to have to investigate and dig on that. I wonder which came first.
I can't wait to read Melissa's blog about this.
Because, yeah, next week. Whew. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I haven't been feeling that sympathetic for Melissa this season, but in tonight's episode, I have to say I was feeling some sympathy for her.
That just stinks to have your friend, so-called friend, be against you and say these things that basically confirm all these rumors that everyone's been hearing. I don't like that.
Well, let's talk about the rumor. So the rumor is that she cheated on her husband. And what do we think about that? Do we think it's true? Do we think it's, you know, BS?
I hope not. I just don't know. I don't know. It's really frustrating because I'm like, I don't want to believe it. That's the thing.
I mean, there's a part of me that feels like what they're talking about maybe happened like 10, 15 years ago, just like the stripper thing that came up last season. You know, they were talking about, well, she was a stripper and blah, blah, blah. Well, she was a stripper like 15 years ago, before she had kids, before
she was married. And if someone wants to be a stripper, more power to them.
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, who cares?
If she's got the body to wrap around the pole, then, you know.
And all of you, if you have a problem with strippers, you take a pole dancing class. you tell me how those inner thighs and your upper body feels, and then get back to me. All right, bye.
I'm glad you said that. Speaking of pole dancing classes, we saw Melissa and Kathy and Richie and Joe. Yeah, great segue. Doing that little stripper class. Now, one thing that kind of bothered me was Richie basically saying, yeah, Melissa... Okay. I kind of want to see her on the pole.
like fantasizing about her? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah,
calm down.
Back up, buddy.
Calm down.
Back up, because there's already some heat between you and her wife. So let's not, you know,
and
stir
the
pot. And
I hate that, too. And for some reason, he's rubbing me really, like, wrong this season. I don't know what it is about him. Because I used to love him. I was like, he's so cute. They're so cute together.
It's not that I dislike Richie. I think Kathy is just, I don't know, she just seems like a seemingly good person, you know what I mean?
I feel like she's one of the few normal people on Housewives of any city.
Yeah, she's had her moments. You know, she's not an angel. She's had her moments. But I think it's the fact that we don't like seeing her, you know, just disrespected is the wrong word, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so. Talked down to almost in a way.
Yeah, but I will say, you know, I was reading Kathy's blog and she had a lot to say about last week's episode with Richie and she had some great things to say just about their marriage versus, you know, starting a business and, you know, she said that they're in a good place and I believe it.
And I think it's also tough for the husband in any case if the wife has always been the one that's supportive of.
Yeah.
And then they start making a living. It's hard for them to see them in a different role and be successful when you're not used to that. And I think we've seen that in other cities of Housewives, too.
Right.
The husband's not dealing with that well.
Yeah, but that little comment. Richie, come on now.
Calm down.
You should want to see your wife on the pole, not someone else's wife on the pole.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, so we switched gears a little bit with that little segue, but let's keep moving on. So we see Caroline and Albert talking about, you know, Caroline saying, okay, let's get away and go to Hoboken. And her husband calls her on it. He's just like, I think it's funny that you think getting away is being 10 blocks from your kids. Like, do you think it's time for Caroline to just cut the cord and just let it go?
I don't think so. I think it's really cute that she wants to be so close to them at all times. Because I wish that my mom could be, like, all the time close to me. And she's way far away.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think it's cute that she wants to be close to her kids. And I think that that's the reason why she bought an apartment in Hoboken. Like, she didn't want...
10 blocks away.
She, I mean, she doesn't want to admit it, but I think that, you know, that they're her heart, and that's who makes her happy, and that's who she spent all those 20-something years with.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't blame her. I think it's cute.
It's cute, but I can see what... to me, it's like her husband's just kind of like, you know, the kids are... They're grown. They're out of the house. This is our time. Let's travel. Let's really do things. And you want to be like, you know, 10 minutes from them, you know? So I was feeling his frustration.
Sure.
Yeah. moving on. So this cast, they love having dinners and lunches and getting together at everyone's houses.
There was lots of all kinds of drinks happening back to back to back in this episode.
Yes, there was. But the one funny thing that I had to rewind and you called out. So they're at this big dinner. You know, it's the Wakilis. It's Caroline and her family. It's the Gorgas and. Rosie says, yeah, you know, Teresa's talking about, you know, going to this castle on this retreat, you know, in the Adirondack Mountains.
Funny coming out of Rosie's mouth on that one.
Rosie, it's not Adirondack. And I know that's maybe a great play on words, especially considering, you know, it's gay pride. You're you're a lesbian. But it's the Adirondacks, not the Adirondacks.
I think they should rethink like naming that. Maybe just like Gay Pride Weekend, just like Adirondack Mountains.
Just have a nice big rainbow, you know. The Adirondacks. I'm like, okay, that's a real funny like Freudian slip on words.
Too cute.
All right, moving on. So one of our favorites, Melissa and Jennifer have a lunch. Like, Jennifer, she was all over the place this episode.
She's getting in it.
So what did you think about what did you think about Jennifer even, you know, being just real with Melissa and saying, hey, you know, like...
I was genuinely shocked, honestly, because whenever she was doing the showing that her house and... breaking those things off and stuff. I was like, who would do that? Like, that's weird. Uh-huh. But I don't know. Something about this conversation really won me over with Jen, even though her intentions probably aren't the truest trying to get Melissa's listing, basically.
Hey.
But I think it's really cool that she shared that information, that she came to Melissa straight up and was like, this is what happened, and Teresa had nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Kim D was
this
the orchestrator.
This is not your friend.
So,
yeah, your friend who's calling herself, you know, your friend who was in your wedding, Jan, she's up to no good.
Mm-mm.
Now, I can't be mad at Jennifer when, you know, she's like, look, you know, I'm trying to get this woman to trust me. I want her listing. This is a business tactic. At least she's being honest. At least she's being real.
She plays the game.
She's playing the game. She's not lying to anybody, you know, and I really appreciated that she took Teresa out to lunch as well and said, mm-hmm. listen, you know, I had lunch with Melissa and I told her everything. You know, what did you think about that?
I thought that's another part of the conversation like that completely changed my opinion of this girl. I was like, wow, that's something you don't see with these housewives. It's like you talk shit behind someone's back and then they find out later and all the mess blows up. But whenever you're so upfront about it, I'm like, why can't they all be like that?
I know. She's bringing a different element to this, and I hope, you know, that we see more of her.
Uh-huh.
And as long as these houses are unsold, I think we will see more of her.
I hope so, too.
But I love that she was like, look, I'm trying to get this listing. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it, you know?
It's shameless, and that's... I appreciate that.
I appreciate it as well. Bravo, Jen. Bravo. We want to see more of you.
Realty by Bravo. Realty by Bravo.
Next thing you know, she shows up on, like, Millionaire Listing or something like that. You know, Bravo. Let's see. Who's up next? Okay. So, yet another, you know, meeting over dinner, drinks at a restaurant.
Lord Jesus.
So, let's see. Who do we have? We had the Loritas. We had the Wakilis. We had the Gorgas. Mm-hmm. And, surprise, surprise.
Like an apparition, she appears.
Ah, Kim D shows up. What I thought was really funny is Richie calling her over to the table.
I'm like, oh, please. There were producers like, invite her, get her.
Right?
I was like, they would not invite her to that table.
Well, clearly she was told, you know,
to be there.
So we know that. There's no coincidence because mm-hmm. Franklin Lakes or wherever the hell they are, it can't be that small.
No.
but do you think that, because basically when Richie called Kim over, do you think that Kim was being, like, straight up? Or she's being her manipulative,
like, I think the manipulative self. She's another calculated figure in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to get her check, too. She's trying to stack her coins.
I know. She's trying to get that blog on the website.
She is. She's trying to become another housewife. Mm-hmm.
There was the part where she said, what was she saying? She was, like, agreeing with him, like, oh, maybe I should have said something. Because, Kathy was like, you should have stood up for Melissa and been like, don't say those things about her.
Well, but she's not friends with Melissa.
Exactly.
And she never would have done that because Teresa was there. So that's ridiculous. But she also did say, you know, she said, listen, she said, this might hurt your feelings, but Jan, she don't want to be your friend anymore. She's not cool with you anymore.
But then Jen said at that lunch, do not trust Kim D. She was like, she's after you. She's out for you.
She's a shit starter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm team Jennifer. I'm team realtor. I really am for this one. Because she's the one I feel like who's really telling it like it is, you know? And this is the moment, too, where, again, Jacqueline, like, grow up. Like,
you know? That was messy. That was just too messy for me.
Throwing the napkin and just the side talk.
They didn't need that. They didn't need all that side chatter. Just let them have their thing. And, of course, if you don't care about Teresa, then don't talk about it. Don't mention it. So
I don't know. I'm ready to go a little New Jersey on Jacqueline and tell her to go scratch.
Uh-huh. Your favorite phrase.
I hate that phrase.
I don't know. Something about it, like, irks me. I don't know what it is. Go scratch.
Scratch? I'm like... Where did that come from?
It just makes me feel
weird. Is there anybody from New Jersey out there who wants to, you know, just comment or call in, but go scratch? Like, what is that? It just sounds gross. So, like, a little trailer to me.
Way trailer.
Right? Go scratch. Like, what is that supposed to mean? Okay, does that mean you're dirty and just go, like...
I don't even want to know personally. Okay.
I mean, so. I've heard the phrase kick rocks. You've heard that
one,
right?
Yeah, I kind of like that.
That makes sense to me. Kick rocks. Like, just, but go scratch. I don't get it. Marissa, do you get that phrase?
No.
Go scratch. Anyway, but not to veer off topic, but yeah, essentially, Jacqueline, okay, your passes are up. It's time for you to start.
The napkin was the final straw.
Yeah, that napkin was it. You know, just she's acting crazy.
I think she had a little bit of drinks, too. One too many.
But did she have drinks at the boutique when she was on the speakerphone?
You never know.
Oh, Jacqueline. I don't know.
I'm giving her passes now, being like, she had drinks. Is that an excuse?
No more passes for her. I have to say, no more passes for Jacqueline. She's, you know... Especially given the situation that she's in, I think, I don't know. It's time for her to not be so silly when it comes to this stuff.
Exactly.
I don't know. Did we cover everything?
I think so.
There was so much.
The last thing that happened was Jen and Teresa's lunch, and we talked about that.
Well, let's do some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay,
so
Halloweenish. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the big retreat is next week, and all right. As a part of this prediction, there was another comment that somebody said that I have to just bring up really quickly. It was from Tonio72, and he said, "I love this franchise, but it seems it's just rehashing the same issue every episode." Teresa and Joe agree to give it one more try. It never works because they need the story to keep them on the show and her to sell magazine covers. Is there anything else going on? And the reason why I brought up that comment when it comes to predictions is up next, we see the retreat. There's, you know, more fights and more accusations and more screaming and more yelling. It reminds you of what? Last season. Like, the same things happened. So it's just like, come on.
It's time to stop recycling the same storylines. That's what I was saying. I was telling, while we were watching the show, I was telling her that I wish they'd recast this show. A few of them need to go.
Yeah.
Because it's just the same shit over and over again.
It is starting to become that way.
It's like, we've seen it. I don't know.
You've got this broken relationship with Teresa and her brother. They try to mend it. They go on these retreats. They go on these trips and, you know, trust me, fall in my arms. It's just like, what next?
It's just
it's
not fun anymore like it used to be. Like, this show, I really liked the first two seasons because it was fun and kind of you know, dirty. There was some kind of, like, mob ties for me, I felt. But I don't know. I just miss that fun element. Like, it's not fun anymore. It's just sad to me. Because of the, I think the deep-rooted, troubled family relationships, I just think it's sad.
Yeah, it's I'm starting to agree with Tony072 and his comment that, like, it is starting, like, we're just getting the same, you know, the same fights and the same conflict and the same story. And, like, how much longer are they going to drag all of this out through the season? So what is your prediction for next week for this retreat? I'd love to hear it.
I predict and I hope that somehow they can kind of find some common ground, kind of a truce. I don't know. It's just going to be messy. And that whole fight where Melissa gets hit against the wall by her husband's legs, basically. I don't like seeing people fight. It makes me uncomfortable. So, like, physically fight.
My prediction is that this is going to be like a circle and we're not going to have any resolution. Things are going to be the same. I think things with Teresa and her brother, no different. Mm-mm. I think Melissa has got some new, you know, fuel now, like with this whole thing with Jan.
Yes.
And I think we're going to see more crazy from Jacqueline. So that's what I think. Really quickly, I just want to do a couple comment shout outs we have throughout this show, but just a few more. Thanks for commenting, Joseph Boza on YouTube. And then The Real Know-It-All, thank you. Aaliyah Forever, we kind of addressed your comment earlier about recapping the show in order. We tried, girl, Aaliyah, we tried. Tonio72, thank you. And then Melbomb1 from iTunes. You know what? You made a list of things to discuss, and we're going to actually let's get to that next week. Sorry we didn't get a chance to really hone in on your things to discuss, but Melbomb1, we will get to that next week. I promise. I think that's about it. Where can we find you, Jake?
Again, you can find me on Twitter at Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at Jake_Dupree.
And we want to thank Jake for filling in for us this week. This has been fun. I love getting that little male perspective. You guys can find me. I'm Deanna Vaughn. You can find me on Twitter at Go2GirlTV. That's Go2GirlTV. I tried to add my name, but, you know, Deanna and Vaughn. But I have to add, you know, link the two. I don't know. Whatever. But thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys had a really great 4th of July as well, because it's a long weekend. And we will see you next week for that retreat. We're going to see what's going on, right? What's going down? All right, guys. Thank you.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.